We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We have a lot of things we're going to have to discuss as we head through this afternoon. We are obviously getting closer and closer and closer to the Republican Party convention, and it's going to be held throughout the Commonwealth. There, I don't know how many different locations for this convention, and it's a drive-up convention, if I understand it correctly, with ranked voting. All right, it's a little complicated, quite frankly. A primary, without question, would have been easier, but this is what we have. Now, having said that, I read an article talking about the various and sundry candidates. And State Senator Amanda Chase, who has been with us many times, who I should point out for the record was the first announced candidate for the Republican nomination, is quoted in that piece as saying if she doesn't get the nomination, she doesn't think the convention is fair, then she will run as an independent. Well, a lot of people concerned about that, and so I thought let's bring Senator Chase on, and she's never, ever turned down an invitation to join us, and I'm happy to say she's here today. Senator, thanks for being here.
Well, good afternoon, Jeff. Great to be on your show again.
Yeah, it is always good to have you here. I think last time we ended with a discussion about Chick-fil-A. I don't know if we'll get to Chick-fil-A today, but let's start with this big question. Are you already planning to run as an independent in November?
Well, I'm going to dance around the question if I could be direct, and then I'll answer it. So the first thing to know is that all of us who have qualified and filled out our paperwork as of last Friday, there are seven candidates now running for governor. We have all given $14,000 to the Republican Party of Virginia and signed an oath to support all the candidates who win this convention. So we've all done that. So we're all on the same page. We are all going to support whoever the winner is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's that. So whoever the winner is, we are going to support. We've all signed that. I'm a person of my word. Jeff, I have worked in the trenches of the Chesterfield GOP since 2008. I have helped, I won't list all the congressmen, all the governors that I have helped. I am a Christian conservative Republican in that order. And if you go back to over a year ago on President's Day when I announced that I was going to seek the Republican nomination for governor, there are two things that I said. Number one, I would fully run. It means I knew that whenever I ran for governor and made that announcement early, it was going to give an opportunity for the Democrats to come after me. They try to, I mean, look what they've done, you know, this past year, you know, as the front runner for governor, you know, they've thrown a censure. I've been officially censured. I'm one of two state senators who they censured because I refuse to back down off of the claim that I believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen. I refuse to back down from going to the Capitol on January 6th, standing with our president and challenging the election results and standing with our president to stop the steal. And I want to apologize for that. You know, they can fire me, you know, whatever at the stake, burn me at the stake. Look, I'm one of those people that's not going to bend or break. And I've been very absolute about that. But here's the deal, going back to your question. Yeah. I am a Republican, and I have the highest score of any other candidate running for governor. It's very important for people to know that. Voting records really do matter, whether we're talking about gun rights, whether we are talking about the life issue, business, you name it. I'm 100%. Like, even the Virginia Tea Party has given me the highest score, not only the highest score in the Senate, but the highest score even in the House of Delegates. So that's pretty huge, right? So, you know, I say, show me. A lot of people have a lot of words. I've got a lot of action to back up. You know, this is my sixth year in the Senate. I have a voting record where people can look at my record and say, yeah, she's the real deal. A lot of these other candidates, they're really good people, and I've really enjoyed getting to know them. And, you know, honestly, I hope they'll run for House of Delegates or Senate and actually prove that they are who they say they are. You know, I've been on the front lines for over a year now, fighting these fights, fighting House Bill 961, which would have made most of us who are gun owners felons overnight. Where were they? Where were they when I was standing in the streets of Richmond as the governor was giving his press conference? You could hear my rallies at that time to reopen Virginia's businesses. You could hear the honking of the horn during the governor's press conferences. Whether we're talking about the life issue, you know, I asked the governor, Governor Northam, whenever he advocated for third trimester abortions, that he needed to resign. You know, so I have been in the trenches, on the front lines. People know me. They know what to expect. So why would I say that?
All
why
right. Well, and that is the question. Yes.
And here we go. I told you I would get there. So I know. See, I'm a very direct person, and it's hard for me to beat around the bush like that because I just want to come out and answer the question. What I will tell you is that after all the conventions that I have participated in for over a decade, is that I can tell you that these conventions are rigged. It's voter suppression. It is allowing the party to choose the nominees statewide. Of we the people. Now, you want to go back to why do we believe that we will actually win this year? And in light of the time that we have, you know, it's been over a decade. It's been since I helped Bob, Bill, mm-hmm. and Ken to win back in 2000 and 2009. Mm-hmm. That's the last time we won. Now, why is that? Why is that? Well, let me tell you why that is. We need more buy-in from the people. We have to reject this notion as the Republican Party that we know better than the people. And until we realize that, when we stop manipulating the voters, like I was actually having lunch today, and I ran into my pastor and a whole bunch of folks at the table there, deacons and everything. And I said, have you signed up to be a delegate yet? And they were so frustrated. They're like, we went online. We tried to fill out the form. It's so confusing. I'm so frustrated. You know, I don't know how to fill this thing out. And I said, call me. I'll help you figure it out. I just had on Sunday this big event at the Great American Ranch where people could drop by and we would help them fill out their forms. Jeff, it is so confusing on how to fill this form out. Every single city, every single county in the Commonwealth has a different deadline. And some have already passed, by the way. And so for me, as a person who represents we the people, and as I said, I'm a Christian, conservative, Republican in that order. Look, I've run many of these conventions before. I mean, if I really wanted to do the best thing to advance the agenda of Amanda Chase, I would pick a convention because I know how they work. I know the moving pieces and the parts, and I know how they get manipulated. I've been there. I've run
okay,
them.
Okay, but so the question, I mean, we've got to get back to this central question, and I'm going to tell you what I hear from you, and you please tell me whether I'm right, wrong, or totally off base. It is sounding to me as if your opinion at this point is the convention system, such as it is, to use your words, your word is rigged, that you
it
would
is
not... Okay, so you're saying this convention, as it's set out now, is rigged.
Let me give you some examples.
Well, that is a yes or no. I hate to do it to you, but this is a yes or no. Do you think this convention coming up in May is rigged?
I do, and let me tell you why. Chris Morrison, who is not only Pete Snyder, who is one of the candidates for governor's treasurer, he is the RPV general counsel. He's the referee for the state central committee.
Right.
He is not a neutral arbiter. Second thing, the unit chair in Craig County is a paid staff member of Pete Snyder's campaign. In other words, my delegates, people who are supporting me, mm-hmm. are turning in their delegate forms to a paid member of Pete Snyder's campaign, who is the acting unit chair. Let me give you another example. My name, my campaign, was completely left off the email distribution list that went out to all the members of the GOP units, the ladies groups all across Virginia. And I kept wondering, you know, why am I not getting invitations mm-hmm. to these GOP meetings? The RPV political director left my name off, intentionally or not. It happened. And it was only that a supporter of mine, who's also a unit chair, caught it and brought it to my attention weeks later. And I had to call Rich Anderson, the Republican Party of Virginia chair, and say, hey, my name is not on the email distribution list. They are fumbling the ball, whether it's an intentional effort to try to sabotage my campaign for governor or not is irrelevant. It's happening. And
right,
they're constantly trying to cripple my campaign. And if they continue to do that, I will run as an independent.
Okay, so my understanding also is that you have already secured the signatures necessary to run as an independent in November, correct?
That's correct. That is correct. And so here's the deal. If it's a fair, transparent election, I have always accepted whatever nominee that comes forward. That's what we do. That's what Republicans do. But if the cheating continues and they continue to disenfranchise my campaign, you will either see another lawsuit against the Republican Party of Virginia, and we will take it up in court. I am not going to sit back and watch the will of the people. You know, listen, I've been the front runner in 3 of 3 polls that were done, mm-hmm. 3 out of 3 by double digits.
How will you define fair?
Well, here's what I'm doing. I am exposing. In fact, there's going to be a big article in the next 24 hours that will come out, and you're going to start seeing some of this corruption exposed. I'm exposing it. I'm with transparency. It's what I'm doing. That's why I'm doing a lot of press right now. I want the people to know that this is unacceptable. And in fact, I was the deciding vote on House Bill 2020 that says this sham nomination process that disenfranchises the people and does not allow one person, one vote, will never happen again after 2024, because Amanda Chase was the deciding vote to make sure that that never, ever happens again. It is wrong, and that the Republican Party chose what I consider a socialist nominating process is beyond the pale.
All right, so let me jump in for 1 second, and I do hate to interrupt, but if you get the nomination through the convention process, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you'll probably consider it fair. If you do not get the nomination through this convention process, even though you've signed this paperwork that says, yes, we'll support the nominee, yes, we'll be on board, you are saying to us that you will run this independent campaign in November, correct?
Well, what I'm telling you is that if Pete Snyder is chosen as the nominee, I will probably run as an independent, because his campaign and other campaigns feel this as well. They're just not willing to be as vocal as I am.
Mm-hmm.
But it is Pete Snyder's campaign that is running a rigged election, and they have bought out a lot of the unit chairs across the state of Virginia. What they are doing is unfortunately ethical, but I don't think it's necessarily wrong. I think it's wrong, you know, what's
yeah.
happening with what they're doing. Pete Snyder was the only campaign for governor that supported a convention. Every other campaign for governor supported a primary, but Pete's campaign, and I will support any other candidate that wins if I lose, which I don't think I will.
Okay, so just so we're clear, so if Pete Snyder gets the nomination, Amanda Chase definitely runs as an independent in November. If Glenn Youngkin or Kirk Cox gets the nomination, you'll be out campaigning on their behalf.
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. All right. We didn't get to Chick-fil-A, and I really apologize for that because I do love ending on the happier notes. But listen, I, as always, appreciate you coming on as soon as we ask, and I know we'll be talking again. And this is obviously an issue that's going to be around for a while. I want folks to make sure that they're able to find you. Can you give everybody your website again?
Absolutely. It is chase4va.com, chase4va.com. And listen, it's a confusing process, and you can thank Pete Snyder and his campaign for coming up with this process, because none of the other candidates running for governor wanted this. Not Glenn Youngkin, not Kirk Cox, none of the other candidates, only the Pete Snyder campaign wanted a convention, and he has hired all the convention experts to rig this election so that we the people don't. And I like, listen, and I'm friends with Pete, okay? Pete's
not anymore. I
still like Pete. I mean, listen, but I think this is wrong. It's unethical what he is doing, and I can't support someone for governor that supports these types of methods and says that's okay. We agree to disagree on nomination process, and I know because I've been a part of the for a long time. I know how things work. A lot of these other candidates don't, and they don't understand that they're being ripped off. I do.
Okay. All right. Well, let me leave it there because we've got to run. Again, I appreciate you being here. I know we're going to talk again soon. State Senator Amanda Chase, some pretty fiery words there. You and I will talk about it as we head through the afternoon. I've just asked Pablo to reach out to Pete Snyder and see if he's willing to come on this afternoon to answer some of those allegations. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.